Thank you all for joining us here today. I want to start by thanking the members of the City Council, Council President Vitiver, Council Vice President Govindarajan, Alder Matthews, Alder Madison, Alder Figueroa Cole, Alder Uguerre, Alder Harrington McKinney, for both joining us today and also participating in the tour of the construction site. Very much appreciate the support of the Council for this project. I also want to thank our community development staff and our engineering staff who have put a lot of time and energy both into this project in particular and into serving the people in our community who are experiencing homelessness. In particular, from engineering, I want to thank Brian Cooper, John Evans, Maria Delestre, Stephen King, and Brent Pauba. From community development, Lynette Rhodes, Sarah Lim, Tori Kopp-Mueller, and of course, Jim O'Keefe. I also want to thank Porchlight, who's been our partner in running the shelter, and Mirren Construction, who is the construction company for this site. And I appreciate all of you joining us today. Our job as a city is to provide the infrastructure and the services that underpin not just our regional economy, but also the quality of life for all of our residents. And this year, our community faces broader challenges in providing that infrastructure. Prices are rising, families are struggling, federal programs like SNAP and Medicaid have been cut, and more, people rely on local services as the federal safety net phrase. Nowhere is this clearer than in our efforts to support the growing numbers of those who face housing instability and homelessness. In 2020, we came together as a community to foster a new approach to serving those experiencing homelessness. The system that had served Madison and Dane County for more than 35 years, relying primarily on faith-based organizations and private donations for shelter space, meals, and operations, collapsed in the wake of COVID-19. And while it is not traditionally the job of city government to provide homeless shelters, either here in Madison or around the country, it was the city and Dane County that stepped up to preserve and improve these vital services. City staff set up safe temporary shelter space, first at the Warner Park Community and Recreation Center, later at a converted maintenance facility on First Street, and finally at a site on Zire Road near Easttown Mall. The city also purchased a former nursing home and converted it for use to shelter unhoused families and established an innovative licensed campground for those unwilling to use traditional shelter. And after years of just talking about it, I, joined by former County Executive Joe Parisi, directed city staff to lead the effort to develop a permanent shelter that would serve our most vulnerable residents with the respect and the dignity that they deserve. City and county elected officials came together, made this a priority, and with additional federal funds secured by Congressman Mark Pocan, put together the $27 million in capital funding that is needed to make this facility that we're standing in today a reality. And when this shelter opens next year, it will be the first purpose-built shelter in Wisconsin and a critical piece of infrastructure for combating homelessness in Madison and Dane County. The responsibility for meeting the needs of residents that face housing insecurity and homelessness cannot be solely laid at the feet of local government. The pandemic era showed us what is possible when federal, state, and local leaders make a commitment to work together to face serious challenges. There is no question that the emergency COVID funding provided by the federal government was essential to our efforts to help many people afford to stay in their housing and to provide safe shelter options for those that could not. But that was one-time funding and is no longer available. In its place, unfortunately, are new federal policies that threaten to strip healthcare, food, and housing supports from those who most need them, increasing the likelihood that more people will face housing crises. Our neighboring states, Minnesota and Illinois, invest tens of millions of dollars on homeless services every year. Wisconsin's funding is a fraction of what they provide and has been stagnant for years, even though the need for those services has increased. In fact, the state of Wisconsin spends about as much on homeless services as the city of Madison does, and far less than what Dane County does. And despite having multi-billion dollar budget surpluses, the state legislature rejected, again, without discussion, Governor Evers' request for $24 million to increase funding for homeless services at the state level. To make things worse, local governments are saddled with state-imposed spending limits that make it harder for the city to fill the gaps left by state austerity. Federal and state officials can turn their backs on the needs of our community, but we cannot. Homelessness is a community issue. Without help from federal or state governments, our community must respond. Not just city government, not just county government, but our entire community. Together, the city and the county took the first big step to design and build a facility that reflects our community's values to treat people with respect and dignity, no matter their circumstances. A facility with the potential to offer not just a safe place for guests to lay their head at night, but a place where they can get the help that they need to return to housing. Now, we must unlock that potential. That means coming up with more than $4 million that it will take to operate this shelter 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. A 24/7, 365 shelter is critical for our community. It will allow those experiencing homelessness to have a place to sleep, to store their belongings, to get a meal, and to take a shower. But more importantly, it will offer them stability and access to the kinds of services that they need to access housing or healthcare or employment. And today, I am announcing that my 2026 executive operating budget includes significant new funding to make that possible. My executive operating budget adds $1 million of new spending to support the ongoing operations of the new men's shelter. Combined with the $700,000 of funding drawn from the Community Development Division's existing budget, the city's total contribution to shelter operations on an annual basis will stand at $1.7 million. To put this commitment in context, until the pandemic, the city offered no support for shelter operations. So we have moved from zero to $1.7 million. But pending approval by the Common Council, we are committed to making this shelter successful. And now we must look to our partners in county government, from surrounding municipalities, and in the business and philanthropic communities to help us make a full-time shelter a reality. I'm excited to announce today that a new private group called Shelter Friends will soon launch a campaign to help close the gap needed to make the most of this facility. To do right by our community, we need the business community, philanthropists, Dane County, and Madison residents to help us. I encourage everyone to support this private effort because every dollar will help get us closer to our goal. And please stay tuned for future announcements from the Shelter Friends. With their support, this shelter can be the first step for people to find permanent housing and permanent solutions. But understand that a new shelter, even a high-functioning 24/7, 365 shelter, is not a solution to homelessness. The solutions to homelessness come by ensuring that everyone in our community has access to housing that they can afford. That's why my 2026 executive capital budget, the upcoming operating budget, and our ongoing Housing Forward initiatives maintain a focus on our increasing the number of homes in Madison. We have dedicated $68 million to the Affordable Housing Fund during my time in office to create more opportunities for housing across the city. We're eliminating the pain points in our ordinances that prevent more housing from being built. And these efforts have resulted in significant progress in creating more housing in Madison. We have already built over 1,600 homes this year alone, and we have 5,000 more under construction. We have to, as a community, compassionately provide services to vulnerable residents while creating more housing in our community so that all residents can thrive. City government is dedicating millions of dollars to support people experiencing homelessness and to create more affordable housing. But we need our partners, especially those from the private sector, where historically the majority of homeless services funding has come from, to join us by investing in the services our most vulnerable community members need to get back on their feet. Madison is a compassionate and generous community, and together we can accomplish the goal of opening Wisconsin's first purpose-built 24/7 shelter that will help everyone who needs it connect to permanent housing. Thank you again for being here, and I'd be happy to take a few questions. You'll have to ask the county executive about her budget. Again, you're going to have to ask the county executive about her budget. I think she is announcing on the 1st.
Mayor, we've been talking about a lot of homeless things, homeless solutions here. This comes after a vote from the county council to demolish Deer Creek Drive. Does that have any significance in the announcement you decided to make today?
We've been working to make this shelter a reality for a long time now, and it has been my number one priority in the 2026 executive operating budget to make sure that the city will do our part to open this shelter and to contribute it to its operating funds. So that has really been my focus in this budget, and again, I'm really hopeful that our partners in the community will step up and help us make sure that not only can it open, but that it can open 24/7.
Yep. You mentioned before that the operating budget will be a multi-year affair. Can you talk about how the operating budget related to homelessness, by putting in the context of the presidential administration?
Well, I don't know that I can predict what the federal government will do going forward, but I think what we have already seen from the Trump administration is just moves to further decimate the social safety net. So as people lose access to health care, access to Medicaid, access to SNAP and food benefits, as we find out what happens to HUD and HUD funding, I think that will just put more pressure on local governments and on local communities because it will put more people at risk and put more people in a situation where they're housing insecure. So while I wish it was not true that local governments had to pick up the pieces. I really do expect that what the federal government is doing right now is going to make things harder for everyone. I think they're doing real harm. My hope is that the state government will help us fill in the gap as we at the local level deal with the fallout of what's happening at the federal level. Yes, I'm really impressed with the team that has been working on this facility. We can do a briefing on the details of it when it opens, but they put a lot of thought into making this a space that will really best serve the guests. And in particular, one thing that I would lift up out of the tour is that the design team and also our team at the city went through a training on how to do trauma-informed design and how to design a space that is sensitive to the trauma and issues that people have faced and is designed to be as welcoming and calming as possible. And I really appreciate that. I know they also met with a number of people who have used our shelter services and experiencing homelessness and tried to incorporate their feedback into the shelter design. So we really are working hard to make this a successful facility. But again, in order for that to be true, we do need to have the operating funds. And again, that is going to rely not just on the city, but on our entire community.
Yeah.
So you mentioned that the city is contributing $1.7 million to the operating, the everyday expenses running this shelter 24/7. Yeah. What is the exact dollar amount you were talking about, private donors? How much more money are you looking for to, you know, have the shelter run 24/7?
So we think that the estimated budget to run this on an annual basis as a 24/7 shelter is about $4 million.
City of Madison is likely to see budget cuts due to we need to meet a quota to receive state aid. We're just wondering if those cuts are going to affect the shelter at all, or even the establishment of the Imagination Center over on the northern side. And if they are, will we see that in next month's budget proposal?
We will be announcing various facets of my executive operating budget over the next several weeks. This is the first of those announcements. And so what I am saying today is that the additional $1 million is in my executive operating budget. I cannot present an unbalanced budget. So this is the first of several pieces that we'll be learning about over the next several weeks of what makes up a balanced executive operating budget. So stay tuned for the full picture, but after we announce all of the pieces and introduce this to the council, then the council will have a chance to amend it if they wish. What I can tell you at this point is that I will present a balanced budget.
Yeah. As you mentioned, help from the city means help from the community, which means help from taxpayers. What is your message to those who are paying taxes and see that this is what their money is being spent? What is your message to the everyday taxpayers?
I think Madison is a very compassionate community. I think that folks who live in Madison want to help people who are more vulnerable than them and might be experiencing homelessness or housing insecurity. And I think that it is a benefit to our entire community for us to take care of people. The costs at a societal level of homelessness are very high, not just for the individuals that experience it, but for all of us. So if we can make an investment up front to try and connect people to services and get them to a place where they are back in housing and more stable in their lives, that's a benefit for the entire community. Right? Yep, one more and then we're done. So one of the things that we have known for years but have had difficulty quantifying is that the services that are provided in Madison for folks who are experiencing homelessness are certainly serving people who live in Madison, but they're also serving people that come to us from surrounding communities. And most of our surrounding communities do not have shelters of any sort. Some of them have no homeless services at all. So I think it is pretty clear that folks who've experience homelessness in those communities are likely coming to be served by what Madison is providing. So I think it is only fair for our surrounding communities to consider making an operating contribution, considering that folks who are from their communities are likely using these services and will likely use this shelter. That's a conversation that we'll be having with the executives of those communities. I've had a few of those conversations already and intend to have more. But it is clear that what we provide in Madison is really a regional service, which again is why the state should be contributing more operating dollars to homeless services in our community. And right now, again, they are just basically providing the same amount of money that the city provides for the entire state of Wisconsin. So that gets spread pretty thin. If the legislature had seen fit to add the additional $24 million that the governor asked for, we'd be in a different situation. And I certainly hope that in the next state budget, we'll see a change on that front, because this is a regional issue, and it's really unfair for the state to expect local governments to try and find a way to collaborate when it is a statewide and regional issue. It will indeed. Okay. Thank you all so much for being here. Very much appreciate it.
Thank you. We also have a few things.